Blog Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all.
Come on and let me see those hands there.
Amen. This is Lady Prevost, And I just thank you, praise God, for life and strength. I thank God for his mercy and his grace. I thank God for shield. I just thank the Lord for being God. Nobody can tell me my God ain't real. Nobody can tell me that our God ain't with us. You know, they can try to explain God away, but I know my God is real. And I just thank and I give him all the praise and the honor, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here today. I just have a praise for my God, because our God is so good. Even when we undeserving of it, he is still good. And I'm just thankful and grateful to have the presence of God in my life. Amen.
Yes, oh God. Thank you.
Amen. That was Evangelist First Lady Prevost, a dynamite woman in God. Amen. Will there be another testimony? If not, we're going to get started so we can hear the woman of God from the woman of God. And I had a testimony. I thought my son was going to be here because he's a hardworking man when he works. But he was just saying to me, and this is how we have to continue to pray one with another. Whatever it is you need, more of God, hallelujah, a place to stay, amen, cloak, whatever you may need. We got to call on God and agree in prayer one with another. And he says, Mom, I need another car, a new car, you know. And I said, well, praise God. I said, so be it. Whatever you ask God for, just believe it. I didn't know it was going to happen that quick. He went out the next day. He said, Mama, I just heard what you said, and I felt that pain. He went out saints, and he went in there, and he said, they tried to get him a Mercedes. He got it for a brand-new Mercedes. I said, look at God. Amen. All you have to do is ask God for whatever it is you need. Maybe it's going to be here. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be whatever. Just believe God. So I thought he was going to be on here to help me give that testimony, and now the Lord has blessed him with a good job. He was a young man that was going to play pro ball, and his play cousin, I call him, he made it to the, Detroit Pistons. He's playing now, but my son had injured himself. So what he did, I told him, I said, you're a young man, honey, and if you're going to eat, you're going to have to work. Amen. If you don't work, you don't eat. Praise God. So he went looking for a job, and they hired him at this attorney's office. And they had three people doing a job. And when he went in there, I tell you, as a young man, and brought them out of a $3 million deficit. I said, how did you do that?
Yeah, praise God.
He said, Mom, I just looked at God. I told him to lead and guide me. And now he's the manager over in that department. And I said, well, praise God. Thank you. You live right. Heaven belongs to you. Whatever anybody, you live right. Hey, God will take good care of you. Amen, and I thank God for that. I thought I heard Pastor Smothers.
Yeah, praise God.
And amen. Did you have something you want to say? I'm going to cut you off.
Well, I got a praise from my Heavenly Father. I want to thank God for the Word. You know, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. It's all about the Word, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he has given me eyes where I can see his beautiful creation. Ears where I can hear the word of truth, the way back to God and to have life eternal. There's nothing we have that God doesn't give us or allow us to have. And so he's just worthy because the breath of life. Earth don't have this dirt body don't have no life. Just like when he created Adam, he was just a piece of dirt. But God blew into him the breath of life. And so God has given us, if we are alive today, he has given us a breath of life. And so he's just so worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all praise, honor, and glory, because without him, we have nothing. So I just want to say glory to our Heavenly Father and thank him for having two saints on the line. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Smothers. He's always encouraging. That's the watchman. And then I could hear this here. Somebody said, you know what? It's more to getting cars and housing and all that. You're right, because we have help. Amen. The Bible said, ask what you will. And he said, he'll do it for us. We live, right? So if you need his help, hallelujah. Whatever it is you need, God will give it for you. You know what you're praying for. Give it to God. He'll surely work it out. If there won't be any other testimony, we're going to go right into the service so we can have our First Lady come forth. I think the time is different back there by about 2 or 3 hours. So we're going to have a scripture reading by our own State Mother Patricia. Mother Patricia.
Amen, amen. Second Chronicles 7:14. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to do a testimony real quick.
Amen.
Is that my son? Go ahead, babe.
Yes, I just want to let you all know that I'm very happy to be on this line. I just want to say that as of late and always, God has been always good to me.
Amen.
He is real. He is out there to be seeked while he can. I like that my mother is on here, and I have an aunt on here, and the people that we have close to God, the better the offspring can be because they can have a relationship with him as well.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just want to thank you. I just want to thank my mother and my aunt for establishing a relationship with the Lord. And because of that, I've been able to, and ever since then, my life has been different.
Come on now.
Yes.
Amen. Pastor Smothers, you young men out there, and mothers, you should lift it up, our children, our young men. He's a young man. Amen. And God has blessed him, and he's just been overwhelmed. But I said, he'll do it for you. He wants you to know that he's real. He loves you.
He's doing it for you.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. And Mother Georgiana knows also. Praise God.
Amen.
So that was my son. Keep him lifted up, Angelo Smith.
Praise God, Father. Praise the Lord. For obedient children.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look, and he's about 6'5", y'all. I feel like a midget under him. He was a close of praise ball, professional ball, but he's planted hallelujah with Jesus' name, and he's blessed. Amen. Amen. So at this time, if there aren't any other testimonies, I don't want to cut it short. We're going to have our scripture reading by our own State Mother Patricia.
Amen, amen. The word says, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek his face and turn from your wicked ways, he said, then will he hear from heaven. He will heal our land and forgive our sins.
Yeah.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. Amen.
Praise God. We got to be humble. Mm-hmm. I heard that in there. And now we're going to have,
right.
Thank you for that scripture reading. Praise God. And now we're going to have Mother Georgiana with our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just want to praise and thank you for bringing us all over into 2019 with our help, our strength. You meet our need. We're in our right mind. And we're able to get on this line and lift up your name and praise you and just say thank you for what you did in 2018. We thank you, Lord, for having your way in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Not only 2019, take us higher. Glory, hallelujah. Let us win some souls for you. Hallelujah. Let your anointing be on every minister on this prayer line. Take them higher, Lord. Use them, hallelujah, to cast out devils, to heal bodies. Hallelujah, to draw men and women, boys and girls into you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have your way on this prayer line tonight. Have your way in each one of us. And, oh, God, that young man, take him higher, Sister BJ, son. Use him, Lord. Let him be an example to young men and young women at his workplace. When he go to lunch, when he go to shopping, let your light so shine in him. And boys and girls everywhere will walk with that young man. Bless him going and bless him coming. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting a shield of protection around our young people. Devil, you go back to hell. You can't have our kids. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, for me in my house, you're going to be saved and serve the Lord. You hear me, devil? You can't live here because Jesus lives in this apartment.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, bless the churches. Fill them up. Bring them people back. You say you're married to the backsliders. Draw them back, Lord, in 2019. I'll give you the praise. I'll give you the glory. I'll say thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen for that dynamic prayer. Mother Georgiana, I enjoy you all the time. And that wonderful scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that was read by Mother Patricia. Amen. We got to be humble. And while we're being humble, let's be soul winners in 2019. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. And if there's no further announcement. At this time, I want to bring a woman of God from Arlington, Texas, who's always faithful, on fire for the Lord, love God, a mother, a first lady. Her husband does the blog talk radio for us. I just love her. I met her on the prayer line a few months back. I tell you, I think about her all the time, and I just felt led of God. Give her a call. Give us a word. Hallelujah. For 2019. At this time, I introduce the time and present to us First Lady Prevost from Arlington, Texas. Amen. Let's say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I just want to ask, you know, the, so everybody just put their phones on mute, you know, just the sake of, for the sake of distraction. But the Lord had laid in my heart, he wanted me to tell this, my testimony. You know, the Lord has been so good, you know, and I usually don't like telling these kind of testimonies because, you know, because our attention, you know, gets on the wrong thing. So, but the Lord has blessed us, you know. We know we went from sleeping, me and my husband, we went from living in other people's houses. Now we're in our own place. Bless God. I mean, you know, so I bless God, you know. But whatever she here, but I want to tell you how good God is, you know. Whatever she here, you know, a couple of months ago, you know, I was wanting a job, you know, because, you know, I had people that I wanted to help. So, my husband, he was already working at the job, and, you know, I was up next to start working, and the lady, she told me to come on in. She was going to, you know, hire me or whatever. So I went in, and I sat there that whole day, and she never hired me, you know, because she was too busy or whatever. So she said, okay, come in the next day. So I came in the next day, and when I got there, the head boss over her, he was there. So I was sitting there. And then I got hungry, and I went to Jack in the Box, and I went, got some eating. And on the way back, the boss was outside. The big boss that was over her was outside. So when I was walking up to the door, he said, so when do you start? I said, I don't know. And he said, she didn't put you in. I said, no. She said, she's too busy. So he said, you know what? I'm going to hire you. I'm going to hire you, Jay. And he started me the next day, and not only did he start me that same day, I end up getting paid for a new person who's just now coming in and new to fast food. I got paid more than I should have. That's how good God is, you know. And the only reason I didn't want to say nothing because we so, as a society, we get so focused on the money and what God can give us that we miss the essence of it's about, you know, knowing who our God is, knowing what our God can do despite, you know, the intentions that the people might have. You know, our God, she is well able to do exceeding above all that we can ever imagine, no matter what kind of obstacles might come up in our lives. That's what it's all about, the miracles, the ways that God makes for us. It's all about knowing about who our God is and who is behind us. You know, so when we get in situations or we get up in a position where we in need, or we in need of that job or that house or that car, we have that mindset that my God can do whatever she or she can provide all that I need. No matter who try to get in the way, our God is God at the end of the day, and no one can overrule the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I have to, give that testimony. I'm just hoping it encourages you to know who our God is, our God. You know, he is on our side and always on our side, and he don't leave us nor forsake us. So don't be moved by any situation, moved by the bad intent of people, because God will use people's bad intentions to turn it around for your good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's how much our God loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, I hope that blessed somebody on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, as y'all know, we are in the new year. It's 2019. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we all know we got the new year's resolution going on. We got plans to change, you know. We got a list of what we're going to do different this year, how things is going to turn out this year. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, every year we tend to plan, like, okay, I'm not going to do this no more. I'm not going to talk like this no more. You know, I'm going to be good this year. You know, I'm going to try to turn my life around this year. You know, this is every New Year's revolution. It's like we try, you know, we get so far in the year, and then we cave in and we throw in the towel. We turn back to those old ways. We turn back to that old way of thinking. We turn back to that old way of speaking and going back to those, visiting in those old places. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? But seeing, we wondering, we had the plan to change, and we wondering why it ain't working, you know. But God has sent the answers on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So I hope somebody get their answers on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. As we go into this powerful word that the Lord had laid on my heart one night, and I'm just going to play it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, God is good. He continues to be good. God is merciful. He's continuously to be merciful. And I just thank God for his mercy and his grace, his forgiveness. I thank him for his being who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, the Lord is giving me a word tonight for the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that we're in the state that we know that, you know, this is not all about us. This is a bigger purpose that God has planned for us, a bigger purpose here on earth of what's happening in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that our ears are attentive to his, and now our ears are focused on him, he wants to, you know, bring to you what he's been trying to tell you all along. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God, I just say, thank you on today, oh God. I thank you for the constant strength that you have provided for us throughout the day, each and every day, oh God. Lord, we couldn't do it without you, God. We couldn't love without you. We couldn't show mercy without you. All forgiveness without you, God. All show love without you, God. And Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit on tonight, God. That lead us and guide us in all your ways. That give us the power to overcome any wickedness, any darkness that surrounds us. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, and we magnify your name, oh God, Lord. We just ask you to come in right now, oh God. Help us to sit down as you come forth and give a word that you meant for us to receive, oh God. Help us to move ourselves out the way so we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow me to decrease so you can increase in me. Be my mouth on tonight, oh God. Just take control and have your way on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Do pray, amen, amen, and amen, and amen. We're going to talk about tonight about repentance and what it truly means to repent. Amen, hallelujah. And it's always wrapped up in what is true worship and what is false worship. That of us, she is all wrapped in together. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about what it really means to repent. You know, because we have people, you know, people who wasn't in church, you know, they, you know, get to know about God, and then they finally, you know, go to church after they get down so bad, they finally get the nerve up and they go to church or whatever. And when they get to church, you know, they see people, you know, praying, you know, giving honor and praise to God. You got some people preaching, some people singing in a choir, some people ushering. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. In the church. So they go in and they see this, and you automatically think, okay, this is what I have to do, you know, to become righteous. You know, I have to throw my hands up and worship God in church, you know, usher, get in the choir and sing praises to God, you know, that's what's going to, you know, make me a part of God's family, you know, by doing these acts, you know, just going through the motions of, you know, Monday through Friday, we out doing whatever we want to do, and then you go to church on Sunday, and now all of a sudden we become righteous and, you know, holy, you know, for that day. Amen. Hallelujah. It's people out there, we know God, we believe in God. You know, this is for a certain group of people. You know, the Lord is telling me, you, this group of people, you believe in God. You know, you have heard about God, but you don't really know what it really feels like to be in a real relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory be to God. You think it's just going to church on Sunday, you know, you just that one day we worship God. You think it's just going to church and, you know, singing in the choir, you're just going to church to usher, just going to church to preach and, you know, cry out and, you know, follow the flow, you know, speak in tongues and run around the church. You think this is what God is all about. This is all he's all about. You know, you think he just church, is this church very, very religious. That's all you have known about God, and that's all you think it is. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on,
man. So you just been going through the motions, going through the motions. You know, Monday through Friday, you know, you're going through, you know, I'm still struggling with sin. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm Sunday here, and I go to church, and I'm worshiping. I'm falling on my face, and I'm asking, I'm asking, I'm crying out to God, you know. You know, you're just going through the motions, you know. You don't even, you worshiping God, but you don't, you don't have a heart to want to change. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you have a, you want to change, but the change, what you don't realize is that the change starts in your heart. You know, we think that repentance means to change your actions. So we start the steps in trying to change how we act. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If we fornicate, we try to fornicate. If we commit adultery, we try to stop committing adultery. Amen. If we're lying, we trying to stop lying. We stealing. We trying to stop stealing. So we take action and stop trying to do these things. And we wonder why. I'm trying my best to not to go and do this wickedness, but I keep falling back into it, and I don't know why I keep falling back into my old ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why can't I change my ways? I'm trying so hard. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, change my ways. People keep telling me to change my actions, change the way I talk. But I'm doing that. I'm trying, but it's not working. Why isn't it working? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you have answers on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not working because you have to change, really. Make up in your heart, in your mind, about the actions that you're taking. You can't just change your actions. Because when you change your actions, you think, well, if I stop doing what I'm doing, and then I will become righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, maybe they'll stop saying I'm going to hell. Maybe they'll stop calling me out my name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, you trying to change your own self. You trying to change your own self. Amen. Hallelujah. Take care of that old shit. Get out of old shit. The change does not start on the outside. The change starts in the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. You really got to make up in your heart. Tell yourself that you got to really believe that stealing is wrong. You got to really believe that committing adultery is wrong. You got to really believe that. You got to really, 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 really want to change. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because some of us, we come to church and we dress the part. We look holy. You know, like the Bible says in Isaiah 58. Like God says, he said, if you go to church, you know, to the other nations, to other people who don't go to church, to other people who don't know God, they looking at the church automatically think, oh, man, they are holy people. You know, they go to church every Sunday. You know, they serve their God. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, you might, they looking at us, they think we are holy, righteous, and, you know, we don't turn our backs on God. That's how they look at us. Amen, hallelujah, because they're only looking at the outward. All they see is us going to church. All they see is us singing in a choir, ushering, oh God, that's all they see. They see the outside. They see God, see the inside. Yeah, God see you going to church. He see you being faithful going to church. He see you being faithful ushering. He see you being faithful teaching the word of God. He see you being faithful preaching the word of God. But he also see that your heart is not right. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Just because you go to church, just because you sing in a choir, just because you ushering, just because you pastoring, that don't mean you have fully gave your life over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That don't mean you fully gave your life over to God. I know with some of us, we have grown to know that. If I go to church and sing, get in the choir, go ahead and usher, I'm in right standing with God. That's not true. Just because you are in church every Sunday doing all these events for God does not mean that you are in right standing with God. You know, he said it before, and he's saying it again. Just because you're ushering, singing in the choir, pastoring, ministering, teaching my word, that does not mean you're in right standing with me. It's more, he says, it's more to him than just going in church and going through the motions. You go, you're spending Monday through Friday going to church, repenting, falling on the altar, you know, you're paying your tithes. It's more to him than just that. That's just a routine we have learned. That's all we knew. You know, go to church, go sing, go usher, you know, go home. Monday through Friday, sing again, go back, repent. It's more to God than that. Amen, hallelujah. That about you. Just because you go, like you said, just because you do all of that, that don't mean you in right standing with me. Because you go to church and you act holier than thou. You know, you wearing scriptures on your sleeve. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still fornicate. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still commit adultery. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still stealing, still lying.
Oh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just because you got faith in God, just because you believe in God, doesn't mean that you are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture says even the demons believe in God. Amen.
Come
hallelujah. Lucifer himself, he was the very worship. He was in control of God's worship. When God made him, he set him over control of his worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Even he turned away from God and made himself Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. We got demons singing in the choir, demons ushering in the church, demons preaching in the fat pulpit. What that mean? Because you got faith in God means nothing. What different? are you doing? What is the fruit? What different are you doing than the world is doing? It's people out there in the world, they're not in church, but they believe in God. They believe God. Okay? What makes you different? What makes you different? Amen. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you pastoring. Yeah, you singing in the choir. Yeah, you teaching and ushering. What is your fruit? You believe in God, but what is your fruit? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What is your fruit that really shows that you really believe God? Amen. Hallelujah. We know the fruit of the Spirit. This is a throw some out there. Love, self-control, meekness.
Come on now.
Kindness. What is your fruit? Thinking about shield. That shows that you have really, really, and truly turned your life over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You really repented and you felt remorseful for turning your back on God. What is the fruit to prove that you really have changed your life around? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can talk the part, you can look the part, but where is your fruit? Your actions show us who you are. Amen. It show God who you really are. Where's your fruit? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm giving the word of God of how it is. Amen. Hallelujah. And what the Lord is asking today is, what is the fruit? Amen. Hallelujah. This ain't about just dressing up, putting on your best clothes, and going out there singing for me. It's more to me. He says it's more to me than that. I want to have a relationship with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn away from your wicked heart, not just your ways. He wants you to turn away from your heart, your wicked heart, because it starts there. Amen, hallelujah. The evil starts in your heart. Amen, hallelujah. You don't go out there and commit adultery unless you're already thinking about going out that cheat. You thought about it, so you acted it out. It starts in your heart. Amen, hallelujah. Before you steal, you think you sit there and plan to steal. It's first in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants you to turn away from your wicked heart. Amen. Hallelujah. What is just going to church? Going through the motions. You know, Sunday you go to church, yeah. Sunday you go to Bible study on Wednesday night. You know, you're going to events here and there, going to camps and going on trips, you know, to here and there. But how is that making a change in your life? What kind of fruit is it bearing in your life? You're doing all this and you're still in wickedness. Amen. Hallelujah. You think that's all God wanted from you is for you to just go preach his word, for you to just go usher in the church, you just to go sing in the choir? That's all you think God wanted you to do? Just to pay your tithes? That's all you think God is about. It's about just religious acts. You coming in there, following your faith, asking for him and asking him to help. That's all you think he wanted? God wants to have a relationship with you. He want to forgive you. He want to make you whole. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But the question is do you want to be made whole? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you really want to be made whole? Or are you just in it to get what you want from God? Amen. Hallelujah. or you just in it just for selfish reasons. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have no plans to change at all. You just want to reap the benefits and keep doing what you're doing. Or do you really want to be made whole? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. God ain't just come for you to just be inside of a building. He wanted you to take those acts outside the building. He wanted you to apply it to your everyday life. Help people. Help the needy. Help the poor. And not forget about your family. Stop lying on folks.
My.
Stop backbiting folks.
Come on, man.
Stop stealing.
Come on, Susan.
Stop treating people who work for you bad. Look at our shield. Be honest in everything you do. He wants you to take it outside in your everyday life. Don't just do it when you in church on Sunday that one day. You holier than thou. And then Monday through Friday you doing everything but being a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Take your shiki. What is your fruit? What is your fruit? You gotta really
All
ask
right.
yourself, what you doing really helping you? You gotta stop and think, is this what God really wanted me to be doing? What is God really trying to tell me? Amen, hallelujah. And some of us, we grew up, it's some of us, that's all we have known. That's all we know, give your life over to God. You know, about giving your life over to God, you think it just means let him let you use your body to preach to people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not just wanting your body just to use you to preach, just to use you to usher, just to use you to sing. He don't want to just use you just to be using you like people out in the world use you just because of what you got. He actually want a relationship with you. You ain't just a booty call, for lack of a better word.
Come on.
That's all I guess. He really want a relationship with
Come
you.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God really wants a relationship with you. Amen, hallelujah. But do you really want a relationship with him? Or are you just treating him like a booty call? Treating him, treating him like a sugar daddy.
All
right. For lack of a better word, just to make it plain. Get up a shield. Because I'll tell you right now, if you think God don't see what you're doing or God don't know what's in the inside of you, you're mistaken. God know everything. If you think you're just coming on church on Sunday and preaching for God and throwing these fancy events for him, you think that's going to get you in heaven, you're mistaken. Amen, hallelujah. He said, in the word, it said it's a way that seems right to people. He know that seems right to you, but he here to tell you that ain't what I want you to do. That's not the right way. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, it's people out there that you're a good person, That's good, you feel like you're a good person, you do all the right things, but the only right way is the way Jesus came. The only right way is through Jesus Christ. Amen, hallelujah.
Mm.
By believing on the blood of Jesus. Believing that of us here. That's the only way. Amen, hallelujah. And that's the only thing that can make you righteous. by what he did on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. It's nothing that you can do to make yourself righteous. There's nothing that you can do to save yourself from the wrath of God. There's nothing you can do. The only thing that can save you is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's the only thing he can save you. And some of us, we feel like we've been out there sinning, and we feel bad for turning our backs on God, so we're trying to make it up to God by doing these acts, you know, by keep going to church and throwing events or whatever. We're trying to, by feeding the homeless. Some of us doing it out of obligation. We feel, some of us, we doing it out of feeling bad for, you know. But once God forgive you, he forgive you. He ain't ask you to do it just to be doing it, just to, you know, because you sinned, because you turned your back on him. No, that is the feeding the homeless and being honest with people, that's something we do after when we really change our hearts. We don't, it's not something done out of obligation. Amen, hallelujah. It's something done out of a changed heart. Amen, hallelujah. A true repentant heart. Amen, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know? Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we need to really ask ourselves, have we truly repented, or are we just going through the motions? Going out there and doing what you do, going to church and repent all over again, do it all over again. Going to the church, and then the other people, we dressing up, you know, putting our best clothes on, you know, going to church, acting holier than thou, you know, even around, mm-hmm. and all that, we acting holier than thou. We, you know, quote scriptures here and there from top to bottom, and we still in wickedness. Just doing it out of religious. Religious protocol, religious routine. You're just doing it out of routine because this is what you've seen your parents do at your life. That's what they did. They sinned Monday through Friday, and then they went to church. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. But it's more to it than just going to church.
My.
You know, you got to change. The change starts in the inside, people. Repentance don't start on the outside. You can change your clothes. You can do your hair. Amen. Hallelujah. You can sing mm-hmm. in the choir. You can usher in the church. Yeah, it looks good on the outside, but God is concerned about what's on the inside. We can fool people all day. People can look at you and we think you holy and righteous. They boy know that scripture. We think you holy and righteous, but you ain't fooling God. God is concerned about the what's in the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. True repentance starts with your heart. Whatever she get, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Whatever she get, it be she. Whatever she get, it be she. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Whatever she, I'm not gonna keep you long. That's basically the word the Lord gave me about true repentance. True repentance starts in the inside. Another scripture in the Bible says a lot of people are going to come to him saying, Lord, Lord, You know what I'm saying? No, he said everybody that says Lord, Lord is not getting into the kingdom.
Come on now.
He's going to say, depart from me, get away from me, you work of iniquity. You know, whatever shit, whatever shit. People are going to be like, I preached the house down for you. I sung in the choir. You know, I served you. But he's going to say, get away from him because he don't know you and he don't have a relationship with you. You thought your ex was going to get you in. Again, nothing that we can do to get into the kingdom. It's nothing that we can do ourselves. The only way we can enter is through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he sent us the Holy Spirit. It's by the works of the Holy Spirit that we're able to get into the kingdom and get into right standing with God. And we can finally hear from God. It's through the Holy Spirit. And that's been the theme of the week at our church on this line, you know, the Holy Spirit. We in need of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We in need of the Holy Spirit because we got a lot of people looking holy and righteous, but they empty. 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 Don't have the Spirit of God in them. How do you know it shows in your actions? You going to church and you are holier than thou, and then getting out of church, you still fighting with people, lying on people, treating people wrong, turning people away. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you can't hear from God because you're still in your sin nature. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 59 says, listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you, and he is not becoming deaf. He can hear you when you call, but there is a problem. Your sins have cut you off from God. Because of your sin, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Your hands are the hands of murderers. Your fingers are filthy with sin. Your mouth is full of lies, and your lips are tainted with corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. Their lawsuits are based on lies. They spend their time plotting evil deeds and then doing them. They spend their time and energy spinning evil plans that end up in deadly actions. They cheat and shortchange everyone. Nothing they do is productive. All their activity is filled with sin. Violence is their trademark. Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sin whenever they go. Misery and destruction follow them. They do not know what true peace is, or what it means to be just and good. They continuously do wrong, and those who follow them cannot experience a moment of peace. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Like he just said, he hears you.
My God.
He can hear. He ain't deaf. Amen. Hallelujah. But the thing is that because you in sin, he's choosing not to hear you. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that other shit. He see what's going on. Because you still operate in sin nature, he cannot hear you. He's choosing not to hear you. You're not covered under the blood. When you covered under the blood, he see the lamb, and when he see the lamb, he hears you. He listens. Because he don't see sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, you can dress up. You know, you can preach the house down. But God, you ain't fooling God. God see your heart. And it's a call to change your heart. Not just your actions. Don't just switch it up for Sunday. You know, you've been cursing everybody out Monday through Friday, lying and manipulating Monday through Friday, but you come and go in the presence of God, and you act like you've been holy all week. But God see you. He see what's in your heart. Repentance starts in your heart.
My God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Change your heart, and your actions will automatically change. Amen. Hallelujah. Because some of us, we changing our actions, and we like, God, you don't see us? You don't see me trying? Amen. Hallelujah. But he's trying to tell you, you need to change your heart, and you can finally stop struggling with what you keep doing. If you change your mind and heart, same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. True repentance start within. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise God. First lady. Amen. Well, praise God. I want to thank God for the word from First Lady Prevost. Go ahead, hon. I want to thank and praise the Lord. Amen. She said we got to have a change of heart. Amen. You may do things Monday through Friday and go Sunday looking like you're all that, but you're going to bust hell wide open. You know, the Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof. Yeah. Amen. You may think because you go on Monday through Friday, it's okay. And then you go on Sunday. But honey, I said earlier, 99.5 won't do. You can't live in the world being a Christian. You guys are looking about that. Let me tell you what I did. I would go to church, amen. Amen. But during the week and on the weekend, I go work. And I'd be up at 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then, you know, we get like this here. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though. When you get to church, you be so sleepy, you can't even get up and hear the word of God coming from the man of God. But I thank God that one day, I was like Paul on the road to Damascus. I saw the light. Glory be to God. So I want to thank God, First Lady Pivo, for that dynamic word. We want to have a relationship with the Lord. And, you know, when you have a relationship, you can relate things that are going on. You'll be able to hear and lead and guide you when you walk into danger. Amen. That's a relationship that you have, even with one another and with friends. You can say what they say when you have a relationship. Thank you, woman of God, for the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, and you said, the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We got to go at the gate. We got to go through the gate. I heard her say there were people that were knocking on the door, get in. Heaven, you said, depart from me, I know you not. And we don't want that to be said of us in these last and evil days. Well, someone, come on, give me a comment or thank you to the woman of God, to the word of God. Our relationship with the Lord, your heart has got to be right. Amen. The line is open.
Amen, amen. I'd like to thank the woman of God for a rhema word. Thank you for reminding us, and thank God. You all have time. Thank you.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. It will be another.
Yeah, praise God. One thing for sure, serving God is not a part-time job.
Amen.
It's a full-time job. It's an every day, every hour, every minute opportunity to get someone to know about our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
You know, we can't hem and haw. Can't just do it on Monday or on Sunday. It's a lifestyle. Actually, it is life. And so if you're gonna be approved by God, once you put your hand to that plow, you don't turn it loose. You don't turn back. It's an every day, every minute job. You know, God does not have part-time servants. You're employed from the minute you accept him until you go into the kingdom. I just want to thank the woman of God for acknowledging that it's not a part-time thing.
Amen.
It is a lifetime employment. And it's from the time you enter into the kingdom forever. Praise God.
Thank you, man. Will there be another? And we have to show forth the fruit of the Spirit. You know, you have some saints, they so mean and evil, you don't know if they say it or not. They so carnal, you know, like I hear the saints, you know, I do that, they do it too. What kind of testimony is that? But I still thank the woman of God. She brought out a lot of points, and we want to be ready when God comes back. We got to know that faith without works is dead. We got to get up and get busy for the Lord in these last and evil days. If there will be any other comments or thank you, we'll have a few prayer requests, and then we'll have our invitation by General Lily Shaw. Are there any prayer requests? I have a few. I met a young man today that has prostate cancer, and he's had it since, I think he said 2007. You know how things go into remission? I said, I'm going to give it over to my prayer team tonight, and we're going to pray, and we're going to watch God work a miracle for you. His name is Jesus. And then pray for my son and my daughter as well and my grandchildren in this year, 2019. Amen. And DJ lifted up as well. Will there be another prayer request?
I don't know the name of the family, but a few blocks away, I was told an 18-year-old young man just hung himself. His mom and dad, sisters and brothers, mm-hmm. was everybody was in the house. So we just gonna mm-hmm. keep them lifted up in prayer.
Amen. Will there be another?
Let's pray for you.
Let's continue to keep our young people lifted up. I thank you all for praying for my son. He's been doing good. I just love it. Also for all of our children. Amen.
Yes.
That they have the enemy just stay back. Amen. That devil is a liar. They keep on the way they're doing. We won't have another generation. You know what I'm saying? Because the devil have them doing some awful. If they're not shooting each other, they're hanging like that young man for what? Even live. But I find that devil in the name of Jesus. And then there's a young lady that apostles and the team have been praying for. Her name is Tina, or Trina. Keep her lifted up. I find that spirit of the war against the flesh in the name of Jesus. And that the Lord give us a mind to be saved. We need a mind to be saved. Some of us are playing games. Not us. On this line, not us. Playing games. You think you're going to, you know, you may not be like the man on the cross. He had time to say, Lord, remember me. Some of us won't have time to do that, so we got to get serious when we do the work of the Lord. If there won't be any more prayer requests, we're going to have General Lily Shaw do an invitation, and then I'll have the first lady come back and pray us out. Benediction.
Amen. Before she comes, this is Apostle. I would like to thank Evangelist Prevo for the word on tonight, and I pray that God return the virtue to her. She had poured out on us tonight. Also, Minister BJ was saying, I'm asking for all prayer warriors, and I need pray for our evangelist, Tina. She was one of our adjutants as well as a minister in our chosen generation. She has been... There has been an attack from a dark side. So I'm not asking for a corporate prayer, but I'm asking for someone that's willing and don't mind and know how to go in for a spiritual warfare and to pray for her mind because there has been an attack. And I'm believing God. For her return, I'm believing God for a miracle. So, in your prayer, let us just war and for her mind. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let us pray for one another. Thank you, Evangelist. God bless you all.
Thank you, Apostle Thomas. And also remember Ayana, Filipino young lady. I believe she is needing prayer also. The devil is messing with the minds of folks, and we got to bind them and send them back. It's no joke. Amen. We don't play with him, and he's not invited to what we do. He's not invited. He had his chance. He missed out. Don't come here and mess with us. Amen. And at this time, amen, I was looking at some notes someone giving me right here. Remember to get a relationship with the Lord, and that means you relate with him and take good care of you. And when you pray and ask anything in his name, believe that the Bible said he'll do it. Amen. You got to have faith. Faith without works is dead. General Lily Shaw, please.
Amen. Amen. I would like to thank Evangelist Prevost for a powerful word on this evening. As she said, playtime is over. We need to get it right. And those that want a relationship with God, Romans 10 and 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confesses is made unto salvation. So if you believe in your heart that the Lord is your Savior and confess it with your mouth, you will be saved. Are there one tonight that would like to give your life to Christ?
Amen.
Yes. Bye. Amen.
Amen. You know, Lily Shaw, and look what I found out, that the way, you know, to be saved is not hard. I'm a transgressor. That's what's hard. So let's keep the relationship with the Lord. Is First Lady Cleveland for you there? You want to pray us out, benediction? If not, I'm going to have Pastor Smothers pray us out and pray for the prayer request. Pastor Smothers?
I'm here. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pray for the prayer request and then benediction. Thank you. Love you. Thank you so much for a great word.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Right. Praise God. First, let me say this. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If you know God is, if you know God like you say you know him, and you know he's everywhere and he's watching everything, you would have a fear. You would tremble about the things that you do in your life. If you tremble at God, you are wise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So with that being said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight, God. We thank you for your presence, oh God. Lord, you have heard all the prayers and the concerns, oh God. You knew what was going to happen before it even happened, oh God. You sit high and you look low, oh God. And we know that you're the Moshiach. You are well aware of what's going on in each person's life right now, oh God. You know well aware of what they're in need of, oh God. Oh God, that you are our healer, oh God. Lord, I will see. Lord, I just ask you, Lord Moshia, going to any household, Lord Moshia, to anyone that is sick right now, God, and just begin to heal, oh God. Lord Moshia, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Moshia, I come against any type of sickness, diseases, that's trying to take your people out. I come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Moshia, oh God, it says you have overcome death, oh God, and we believe we have overcome death, oh God. We know death face my God. I'm a Shia, but I'm a Shia. Death will not overtake us, oh God. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, but I'm a Shia, I'm a Shia. That your word and your word stands alone, oh God. I'm a Shia, I'm a Shia. And if you said the thing, God, we know it shall be done, oh, done in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, God, and we give you the praise and the honor on tonight, oh God. I'm a Shia. For you alone deserve all the praise, oh God. We are nothing, God. We are just no vessels, oh God. So, God, I will see you. We thank you for being God all by yourself, God. In Jesus' name, God, as we go to sleep, as we go on our way, as we lead this line, oh God, just keep us covered, God, as you lead us and guide us into your way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you all. Thank you so very much, First Lady. Love you. Be blessed.
Be blessed.